Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Freeways, which are southbound, busy around Woodfords Ave, then Warwick Road to Erindale Road and Clunna northbound, Slow Thomas Road to Anchortel Road and building up a little bit around Cranford Ave. CBD and Metro are also looking pretty good with no major delays. Drive safely, that's the latest from Main Road.
Welcome to Newsly. This is like takeaway Newsly this morning.
Yeah, takeaway.
Have at home Newsly.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Who's
gonna go first?
Showing up. Yes.
I can do it. I'll do it. I'll go first.
Okay.
No, you go first.
You go. Okay. Drone vision. We'll have a bit of drone vision. Hey.
Oh, I love drones.
Not only does the word drone vision sound like a superpower. It also provides some wonderful news content.
I can see really high.
Bird's eye view. Some people are staying near Albany at Betty's Beach. They got their drone out and they captured a shark feeding frenzy.
Frenzy.
Yes.
Was there a whale out there?
Yes, there was a 15-meter whale carcass, a humpback whale. And honestly, you see this picture, the sharks are innumerable.
Isn't it crazy? Like, drones have just made you realize so much of what's going on that you never knew was going on.
I like the idea of drones, but I could have gone without knowing that.
Yeah.
It's a real...
Because that,
they've
honestly...
had a good feed.
There are tons of sharks in this picture. And the water looks beautiful and blue and inviting, except for the fact that it's full of sharks.
Did I ever tell you about when I went to get a haircut once? This lady was like, "Do you ever go in the ocean?" I go, "Oh, occasionally." And she proceeds to pull out her Android phone. That's a very important part of the story.
Sure.
Android user. Pulls out the phone and goes, "I've got this app. Shows me where all the sharks are."
Every shark.
Every single
time.
You're
distracted there, Dan. What's going on?
I'm so distracted. What do you all want?
It's children.
His son is just like wanting to be a part of the show.
I'm just going, "Can I use your iPad?" No, I'm talking to them on my iPad right now. Anyway,
that's terrifying.
While we're on the topic of sharks, a heart-stopping moment has been shared on TikTok. I've never had one of those. Has been shared to TikTok of a guy. His name's Dan. Also Dan. He's a renowned bodyboarder. But in this video, he is, in fact, surfing. He is on the Gold Coast at Snapper Rocks, which he has been seen being hit from below by a mysterious creature. Now, look, let's be honest, probably a shark. It's probably a shark. But as all good news articles on the internet are, it's a mysterious thing. Could have been a seal. Could have been a shark. Could have been another swimmer. Let's be real.
Could have been a dolphin.
Could have been. Could have been a dolphin. There you go.
Yeah.
But hey, just be wary. Things are in the ocean.
Oh, wow, guys, you're freaking everybody out. Thank goodness it's winter and no one's really out there swimming.
Amazing,
but I'm going to move.
Amazing segue.
Sorry.
No, that was just an opinion.
Yeah.
But guys, giving birth, right? Yeah, I know. You guys understand. Places that you can give birth. I've heard of like amazing stories of women that have found themselves in that situation in very odd and extreme places. But yeah. I reckon this is probably one of the coolest I've ever heard. With COVID and everything, you know, a lot of things got cancelled or delayed or rescheduled. For this one in particular, for two years, a concert of one Metallica. A lady bought the tickets to the show 3 years ago. But when she finally got to the concert, she was 39 weeks pregnant, sitting in a little special area for the show, when her contractions began. And with just three songs left to go, the plan was to take her to hospital, but there was no time. Get this, the baby was born to the sound of Enter Sandman.
Oh. What a terrible first thing to hear.
World's coolest baby, though.
That is very cool.
Very rock and
roll. I hope the baby's name is Sandman.
I hope they called it Lars.
Oh, I hope not.
She did say she was going to call him James Ehrlich.
Okay. Hey, well, hey, rock on, baby.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.